in the Fry Spring neighborhood. Northbound traffic on Cedar Hill Road was diverted in the Meadows neighborhood recently. 6th Street Northeast, leaving Court Square, was made one way. We ask and ask, and the other neighborhoods get the changes. We're encouraged to be patient and told that a traffic study will be done. I asked city staff if I could take a look at the study done to merit the Cedar Hill change. I was told there was no study done. Page 79 of the traffic manual says, traffic measures are intended to address the needs of the neighborhood and not those of the cut-through traffic. We ask you to make a decision based on our experience as Willow Mills residents and on a decision based on basic planning principles. We ask you to act with dispatch. We are not Moses. Thank you.
Chuck Taylor.
I'm Chuck Taylor. I live at 1606 East Market Street on the corner of Franklin and Market. I clearly understand that problems we're experiencing in the Woolen Mills are not unique, and I tend to be more of a big picture type of person. In Virginia Beach, where I grew up, unmanaged growth is the norm, and the few pockets of rural neighborhoods still in existence are treated as inconsequential. In the Pungo area of Virginia Beach, the same development issues that concern the Woolen Mills, i.e. maintaining the rural nature of the area, is met with the following response excerpted from the Virginian Pilot article, Beach Advised to Act Now to Preserve Pungo Character. Among other things, the panel recommended moving the city's farmers markets there, opening a heritage park to showcase the farming lifestyle that they were supplanting, and creating an open-air arena for events such as rodeos and horse shows. In other words, they suggested destroying the rural community, but providing a theme park version of it as the best alternative. I've lived in Charlottesville since 1974, and it was a very different town then, and I have no desire to go back to that particular town. Since I arrived, Charlottesville's growth has occurred in fits and starts, a lurch forward and then nothing for a few years. It seems to me that things began to change quickly about 5 years ago, and I will allow that the city government was probably unprepared for the sudden burst of growth in what has been a sleepy little town. Though the county of Albemarle has been developing and or planning to develop in very specific locations outside your ramparts for many years, it doesn't appear that the city prepared to address the impact that the county development would have on the city. This and other issues are the reason I'm at this meeting. I've lived at 1606 East Market Street for over 22 years. My house is on that corner, and for the first 17 years or so, traffic was not that much of an issue, and the light truck traffic was primarily to and from the concrete plant. As I said, light traffic at that point. As many in the Woolen Mills can tell you, I spend a lot of time on my front porch. I'm a first-hand observer of all of the activities on the street, particularly in the afternoons and evenings. In the last 5, and particularly in the last 3 years, there have been a huge increase in all the traffic, especially large truck traffic, and at all hours of the day and night. It is because of the business park on Broadway. It is because Franklin, like North Avenue off of Park Street itself, and others on the edge of our fast-growing town have become cut-through streets. I use the word become because anyone who has ever dropped a large barrier in front of ants know that the ants simply follow the edge of the barrier until they're past it and then continue their mission. And their new path becomes the only path, even if the barrier is removed. As each new light was added in the city in the many years that I've lived here, as each construction project began, as the city watched the many businesses develop on Broadway Street, it appears that no one ever said, I wonder how all of these actions will affect nearby neighborhoods. As traffic from 20 South and I-64...
I could ask you to wrap up your comments, please.
A multitude of town locations on Monticello Avenue and Carlton Roads have become bumper to bumper. The city needs to decide whether the preservation of the neighborhoods and the ambience of this historical town are important, or whether they will be happier with a Charlottesville that's any town USA. Okay.
Thank you.